That exchange in 1954 began to turn the tide of public opinion against McCarthy and Cohn and marked the beginning of the end for McCarthy's reign of terror, as more and more good people stood up to their bullying tactics. McCarthy was quickly discredited and defeated, and he died in 1957. Roy Cohn never made a political comeback nationally, but practiced law in New York City, cultivated contacts with key members of the media, and would pop up every now and then representing some celebrity, like Donald Trump, in some highly public divorce suit or scandal. It was an unbelievable irony that a quarter of a century later, 1979, Roy Cohn could concoct a scandal involving me and successfully sell it to the major news organizations. Roy Cohn had shrewdly exploited my vulnerability, my unattractive public image, which had been largely created by the gossip columnists and Washington pundits, for the benefit of his clients. When we arrived in Washington, I had been hailed as a political genius, but it did not take long for my reputation and image to be reduced to that of a cartoon character. I thought about the long road to the White House, those hard years when I would drive the ex-governor of Georgia in my beat-up green VW to the Atlanta airport to catch a plane to New Hampshire or Iowa. In those days, our fledgling campaign could not afford two tickets, and Jimmy Carter would fly coach to Iowa, New Hampshire, and be met by volunteers who would drive him around and put him up in their homes. People didn't laugh at us openly, but some of our friends and even some members of my own family snickered at us behind our backs. A peanut farmer from Georgia running for president of the United States? Preposterous. The only thing that kept me going through those years was the dream of Jimmy Carter's presidency and the possibility of changing politics in this country, challenging the status quo and shaking up the Washington political establishment, so out of touch with the mood and needs of the American people. But by the time we arrived in Washington, there was a strong but subtle